not sure just what to do. Feeling that fire. What's good? What's good? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my world of green. I appreciate everybody in the building. So nice to have you here with me. You could be any place else in this world, but you are in my world of green. And I'm so appreciative. Amen. Very appreciative. I want to give a shout out to everybody that was tuned in last night. I had a great show. Real Talk with Dr. Divine. We actually covered some good material. So if you get a chance, make sure you tune in and check it out. We did, we went over how to deal with healthy conflict. And basically I gave you as many tools as I could offer. And then we also threw in how to deal with triggers that you might receive, you know, during dealing with your adverse relationships. So, you know, it was a good time. I'm going to make sure that you guys get that repost and make sure that you are sharing and liking it. Just some updates. So as of Friday the 1st, right? So I believe. Okay, so not the 1st, the 2nd. I think I'm going to do it. I was going to do it on the 1st, but I'll do it on the 2nd because it's Dutch night. So right now, I just dropped Red Chili Peppers. That's the name of them, Red Chili Peppers. Check those out on my TikTok, Instagram. They should be everywhere, Facebook. I got it everywhere. So I got the Red Chili Peppers. Now, what that is, usually on Dutch night, I drop a new pair of joints, and, you know, I let you guys know when it comes out. But Saturday, if you are following, we did not have a show. You didn't miss anything. We didn't have a show. Their system was down, so we didn't have a show. We jumped right in on Sunday, and, you know, we're here Tuesday, but we didn't have a show on Saturday, but I still dropped my joint. So Red Chili, so make sure you take a look at those, you know, get a good look at those. And I'm going to try to do it. Let me add this. And I'll be having to add stuff. I am going to try to, what was that going to make sense? Well, I wanted to do the magazine, a new pair of shoes. Here we go. I'm trying to do the magazine, new pair of shoes. Something else I was supposed to give you guys. I think I'm going to drop a new song. If it's ready, I should be ready by then. So I think I want to do a new mag, new pair of shoes, new song on Saturday. I also just want to throw in that I'm willing to play different songs for different nights. So if you have a song that is something in regards to relationships, definitely send that in for Mondays. If you have something in regards to prison and, you know, people coming out of prison or going to prison or anything in that field, send that for today. Tomorrow's the grief show. Then Thursday night, you know, you want to make sure you get your MP3 sent over to GoGreenLeafEverything@yahoo.com or GreenLeafEverything@gmail.com. You want to make sure you get that over to me so I can get that in the switchboard for Thursday. On Thursday nights, we have a great time. We have judges listening to your music, and we judge right there on the spot. If you get three reds, we play your joint for 48 hours for Friday and Saturday. And if you get a red or burgundy, if you get a burgundy, don't submit for 30 days. Swear to God. I don't want to hear shit from you from 30 days. But if you get three reds, that's fine. You can resubmit the next week. On Friday, we do celebrity news. This Friday, for those who are keeping up, I'm supposed to do Oprah Takedown, I believe. And I need to make sure that I got all my T's and dots for Friday. It might be I think I'm going to have to do a part one and part two because I got so much information. So at least I'll start the part one. So we'll stick with the Oprah Takedown for Friday. And then Saturday, I just told you about. Saturday. And then Sunday, I didn't realize that on Sundays, I just lost my train of thought. That's all right. It'll come back to me. So what I wanted to discuss today were these babies, and I know you're going to say babies, but they committed crimes. I know. But these are children who actually got sentenced to life. And they are, they're babies. I mean, they just are. It is what it is. I know, you know, but they're babies. And they got sentenced to life. Yeah. They got sentenced to life. And so I wanted to go through that with you guys. And I want to know for the ones tuning in and the ones that's on the chat with me, what do you think about that? Like, what are your thoughts about that, of these children with, you know, at these ages that have been, they're sentenced. I mean, true story. Life is completely over. I mean, and sometimes I remember back in the days, they would not try you because you were too young. Those rules do not apply anymore. If you do the time, you do the crime, and they are adamant about that. So I just wanted to go through some of these that I had, and one or two of them are people who hit me up on the back end. So I wanted to get this out and just see what you guys think of these stories, because, you know, it really was a lot for me, and I just wanted to see if you agree or disagree. So we're going to play a couple more songs, and then I'm going to come back with my stories. I hope you enjoy my slow down music over here. We need to slow down, get our thoughts ready for this information I'm about to give you. We'll be back.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Welcome back to my world of green. You already is the Duchess, a.k.a. Misunderstood, in the building. And tonight we're talking about death penalty for juveniles. Let me go into the first story. So an Alabama teenager is convicted of killing five family members, including three younger siblings, when he's 14. He's been sentenced to the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. Okay, the sentence was handed down to him this past Thursday. And the jury convicted him of multi counts of capital murder for the shooting deaths of his father, adoptive mother, younger sibling. They were all five shot in the head. This was in Maryland. The youngest was an infant. So he shot, rest in peace to John Wayne Sisk. And he was 38. Mary Sisk, she was 35. They were dead in their home, along with the three children who were 6 years old. The six-year-old name was Kane, rest in peace. Four-year-old Aurora, peace. And six-year-old Colson, rest in peace. And they all have been shot in the head by this 14-year-old. Now, authorities say after he killed them, he was in the basement playing video games. No, wait, hold on a second. Okay, no, hold on, let me go back. So it was the family there. Hold on. So who is, oh, okay, so I was right. Okay, so he shot them, and then he's in the basement playing video games. So when the cops came, the neighbors said that they heard gunshots, the cops came, and when the cops came, he's in the basement playing video games. So he claimed he heard shots, and he ran outside, and he saw a vehicle driving away. So that's what he told the cops. He was in the basement playing video games. He heard the shots. He came out. The person who killed them was driving away. So he just went back in and was playing video games waiting for the cops to come. This is what he says. So the Supreme Court said life sentences for those under the age of 16 at the time of the crime is appropriate and acceptable for someone of criteria. Now, the defense is saying this is a rare case where a life sentence without parole was warranted for a juvenile such as him. So I just want to know, I want to see if you agree or not. I mean, so I was a little choppy with the story, so let me just say it clearly again. His mom and his siblings are upstairs sleeping. He kills them all, small in the head. Then he goes back downstairs, plays video games until the cops come. And then when the cops come, he tells the cops, the person who shot them, I couldn't catch them. I ran outside after I heard the shots and I couldn't catch them. He's 14 years old. Death penalty? Yay or nay? You know what's crazy? The crazy thing is that I had four other stories, and for some reason, my stories were removed. That's crazy. Stories were removed. It's never happened to me before. Why, when I want to speak on this topic, All right, so I have another one. So a man is sentenced to life. Okay, so a man is sentenced to life because he pleads guilty to killing his son,
However, reports found that he actually was not the killer, and instead, it was his other son, so he was trying to protect his son, who was actually 8 years old and killed his infant sister by accident. So when they found the one-year-old girl, she was unresponsive. She had bruises, included a large burn on her back. Police said that they arrested the dad immediately, as well as the girlfriend who was also home. And basically, the father, at first, I guess he was trying to cover for him, but now he's not covering for the 8-year-old anymore. He's saying that it was the little boy who actually killed the sister by accident, and that he should basically suffer whatever consequences come to him, because you a piece of shit, bro. Your child. First of all, how was he able to shoot his little sister? Why was there a weapon in atmosphere at all? Let's start there. Why was there a weapon at all in the atmosphere? Come on, yo. Are you serious? So, at this point, they're saying that they're negotiating, and what's on the table for him is because he's 8 years old. He's 8 years old. And even though they want to try him as an adult, they can't do anything right now. He's 8 years old. They can't do anything except put him into juvie. But they would like to go for a second-degree murder. And his father is encouraging a plea of guilty. And he says he's going to ride with him through the life term of second-degree murder. Like, I don't know. Would you take that L for your son? So clearly, let me restate the story again. Your son somehow got your gun and shot his one-year-old sister. She dies. The cops come. At first, you take the blame. Then your cowardly lying ass change and say the truth, I guess maybe because they ballistics found the little boy's fingerprints on the gun. And so you change, and instead you say, okay, yes, he did shoot her. And he should serve whatever comes to him. He's 8 years old. I definitely think that there should be some child neglect included in that, because how would he even have the gun? Why was there even a gun in an 8-year-old's possession? Where was you when he lifted the gun up to shoot the little girl? Where was you when he cocked it back? Where was you when he pulled the trigger? Was it bullets in the gun? Did he put bullets in the gun? Did you have bullets in the gun? Was the gun loaded? Like, do you know gun etiquette? Because it seemed like to me, if it was your gun, how did that happen? If it was, it should have been in your placement. Now, the law states, so it says juveniles cannot be sentenced to death in the United States. That's what it says. But since 1973, 226 juvenile death sentences have been imposed. 21 have been executed. 80 of them still remain on death row. So my question is, where is it the law that says juveniles can't, because I'm reading it, juveniles can't be sentenced to death in the United States? If that's true, how is 21 executed and 80 still on death row, and it's 226 in total? Please help me understand that. Because true story, I mean, as an adult, that's different, because you have an adult mind. You know how and what you did. As a child, even as an 8-year-old, I still don't think the ramifications of what actually has happened, like, do you get that you actually shot your sister? Even though it was a mistake, she's not coming back. can't fix that. Don't go to slander.
You already know.
Hey, Santa, what's good? I didn't see you there.
What's good? It's all good. Bam Bam, a.k.a. the slander rather. I'm just, you know, I just wanted to chime in real quick. Gun etiquette says you never keep a loaded gun in the house with kids, ever.
I was just about to go in, too. Who teaches me gun etiquette? I was just about. So what is your look on the, so who, am I wrong in saying the fault lies with the gun owner?
With the parent. Absolutely. It applies to the parents. There's no way,
what
first of all, that
gun.
It should have been, it was, that means it wasn't locked up. That's what that
okay,
means.
My,
it was
this
readily.
Is my thing. Go ahead.
It was readily accessible. Now, it never should be readily accessible only to you and the adults in the house. So right there, it's his fault. Just the fact that he was able to go get the gun and then shoot his little sister and kill her. Come on, man. That's all his fault.
What about the fact that first he said he did it, then changed his mind and said, no, the real person needs to take the blame for it because he ain't going to fuck his life up.
Well, you know, that's more a personal issue of him being a slime ball. Like, because he know they ain't going to really do nothing to no 8-year-old. To him, he's cooked.
Right, but
definitely
I'm saying,
cooked.
Would you have defended your son, or would you make him, you know, say what he did? Would you have taken that time for him?
My father, the father in me, of course.
You got some
niggas who understand that the kid ain't going to get no time. So that way,
right.
He still has me in the house. And, you know, yeah, we're going to go through some shit, but the end result is he's not going to do any time. He might have to go through some psychic evaluations, stuff of that nature. You know what I mean? But the dude is going to get something because that's a form of neglect.
Dang. On every level.
He's going to do some time. He definitely going to do some time. Prosecutor ain't letting that ride. Absolutely not. And a kid died? No.
His own sister.
He's
going
to do something. Right. He's going to do something.
Like
there's no way around
just
that.
Just to have to deal with that for the rest of your life is fucked up.
Right. Your son shot your daughter. And it's your fault? Man, he's going to be living in hell the rest of his life.
All right. He's not gonna. It's no easy way out of feeling
at
that pain.
There's no other pain worse. The death of a child.
It's to lose
is the
a
worst
child.
Pain
this
you
thing,
can
so you had to get. So for the parents, you had to get. You lost the child, and then you had to give the other child away.
Right. Then they might take the child. You know. Then they might take the child.
So your answer would be, it should juveniles be sentenced to death? Do you think that's
too much? No. Not in that case. I don't, because it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault,
just
but
not.
If they sentence him to death.
It's not his fault. You can't blame the child. Cannot blame the child for that.
So your answer is he shouldn't be sentenced to death. You don't agree with the death?
No, I don't agree with the death penalty because obviously there's something going on in that kid's mind that needs to be figured out. Mm-hmm. They have to do some type of psychic evaluation with that kid because I know he didn't think that was right. And if his father was teaching him any type of gun etiquette, you never point a gun at anybody. I knew
that
at his age.
Where was you when he lifted up? Where was you when he pulled the gun? Well, like, where was you the whole time he shot the little girl? Where was you?
Only he know that. Only he knows. Only he knows what happened.
Him and God. So we'll be right back, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you, Slander. for your time spent on the story. We appreciate you. We're going to come back in a few minutes. Make sure you stay there. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back, y'all. It's Greenleaf Network Live.
presence and knowing you're there. I'm looking across the room, seeing your eyes meet mine. A chill runs up my spine. It's wonderful. Yes, it is. Hoping you'll soon be. When you smile, your face is all aglow. The way I feel for you is a heavenly let you feel it. Sure, you warm my soul. I just can't go on being
now. 70% and I've given 30. But you just don't know how it feels to have somebody that you can share your whole life. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road with. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. But girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50 love,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Giving y'all all that Teddy P that y'all missed on Saturday. Shout out to everybody tuned in. We're going to get out of here in a little bit. We only got about 10 minutes left to the show. So I wanted to give a little bit of facts on the situation I'm speaking of. So the question of whether children should be sentenced to die in prison is complex and is, you know, deeply ethical issue. So I did some research, and what I found was, so currently, this is what's going on and as far as it's concerned. In 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court banned death penalty for children. They stated that they recognize that their immaturity and external influences diminish, you know, as they get older. However, some children have been sentenced, like I just read to you, have been sentenced to life imprisonment without parole. And this is in the adult courts, and these sentences are often mandatory, you know, meaning judges cannot consider the child's age for life or history. Now, look, just a little bit more statistics for you. The research by Equal Justice found that children as young as 13 and 14 have been condemned to imprisonment until death. And most of these cases involve mandatory life without parole sentences. So approximately 70% of these 14-year-olds or younger receive life without parole sentences. It's called LWOP. Thing that I want to add, let me say it clearly. Approximately 70% of those 14-year-olds who receive life without parole sentences are children of color. They use those terms. That's not me saying that. I would never say children of color. This is what they chose to say. 70%. Or our baby, 70%. Now, since then, there's been a trend away from such sentences. And in 19 states, they have abolished life without parole for all children, recognizing that the young teens and, you know, that they're not mentally developed. And that it's ethically not right to make them die, to allow them to die in prison without no reform. Now, as far as ethical considerations, advocates agree that children have the potential for rehabilitation and should not be subjected to lifetime punishment. I mean, you have to think, when you're a child, you don't have the same mind as an adult. You just don't. You just don't. So they're giving them room to say, well, you know, less. But how do you then punish a murderer? I'm at both questions. I'm on both sides of the coin. How do you do that? How? I just want to say something about these couple that I have here. So. These are a few that got life in prison. This is Graham versus Florida case, and the young boy's name was Terrence Jamar Graham. He's a teenager, and he was convicted of armed burglary and attempted armed robbery in Florida. So he didn't kill anybody. He just held somebody up, and he received a life sentence without parole for his crimes. Straight up. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that life without parole sentence for non-homicide offenses committed by the juvenile violated the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. So now this decision was recognized that children have a greater capacity for rehabilitation and shouldn't be subjected to lifelong imprisonment for non-homicidal offenses. So, yeah, okay. Another one, I got two more. Evan Miller, 14 years old, he was convicted of murder in Alabama, and he received mandatory life without parole sentence for the crime. The Supreme Court held the mandatory life without parole sentence for juveniles convicting of homicide and unconstitutional acts. So the ruling emphasized that the judges must consider the child's age, background, potential for rehabilitation before imposing such a sentence. And even with all that, they still gave it to him. And the last one is Henry Montgomery. He was actually 17, and he committed murder, and he received a mandatory life without parole sentence, and that was in Louisiana. Now, the Supreme Court extended Miller's decision, making it a case like Montgomery's. And the ruling allowed for resentencing hearing to consider individual factors and the possibility of parole for those previous sentenced as juveniles. So, I mean, it's a big thing. It's a big thing if you have anybody in that prison system and they are not of age, and they, you know, it's a big thing. And they're getting sentenced that for life, forever. Ever and ever and ever. That means they've made, what if that was their only mistake? I'm just giving a false narrative. What if the gun went off by accident? What if any of those things, what if it was not intentional? So take the whole life away. Don't give them any chance to reform. Don't give them any chance to realize. I mean, yeah, give them a certain amount of time, but do they come out and get to say, I fucked up and I still got my life to try to live? Do they get to say that? Do they get to make a mistake? Because it doesn't sound like this is letting them make a mistake. Let me go to Mr. Roy real quick before we get out of here. Mr. Roy, what's good?
You already know. Salute to the green life. Green is green when it's green in between. You know what I mean? But
thank you, sir.
You already know what you get when you get from me, girls. Rewind that. So it's just certain things are depending on circumstances and situations at hand, because if it's premeditated, okay, now it's time for some psychological evaluation that needs to go on. Because, like you said, you alluded back to what I was going to refer to, accidents. Accidents can happen at any given time. And then if it's not proven to be self-defense, but it was really self-defense, and then sometimes people get incarcerated falsely, and before they are discovered, years go by before somebody resurfaces the case and find out that it was a mistake. But it should not be where a life is taking away completely. So what has to be paid attention to, if it was premeditated and the kid was, you know, don't get me wrong, God forbid, Columbine, or the one where the guy went up into the movie
Columbine.
Theater. Yeah, right. So, and then,
was the school.
The school, right. And that was a young man. Mm-hmm. I think about 17 or so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what my thing is.
17.
My thing is.
I did that story, remember?
Yeah. When it went back, it was shown that the young man had all type of agendas at his house. He was planning. He was plotting.
Mm-hmm.
He went into the whole process of obtaining the weaponry and how he was going to go down there and who he was going to take out first and who he was looking for and whoever was in the way. So now, don't get me wrong, that man did that purposely. Now, I don't think he should go free behind that at all. I think now you just think it's something that you plotted and planned, but at the same token, all right, you know, in years to come, and then reform and go to get a sense of religion throughout the years of being incarcerated, and then life changes, and he repents, and you know, if God can't forgive, why can't you? And then, you know, he deserves a second chance, and he shows to be a model citizen. All those things need to be evaluated, but it needs to be a substantial amount of time before a parole considered, appeal considered. So don't look for something within a 20-year radius. Maybe he has to serve 20 good years before anything could be shown that he realizes the mistake that he made, and you know, because some people turn around to be great people that come out,
yep.
and help
yes.
and help mm-hmm. help reform and save lives of other people mm-hmm. in situations that you never would have known. So you can't write.
Some people
off
learn
completely.
Something when they're in there. It changes them.
Yeah, you, of course you do. Of course you can't write them off completely. So I think, like, there's certain things in life I think needs to be reevaluated at a certain time frame, like your gun license. But when you get to a certain age, you need to be retested. Driver's license. When you get to a certain age, you need to be retested. So because your reflexes are slower, your mm-hmm. agility is different, your time frame, so you might not be able to drive the same as you drove when you was 25 when you get to 65. So mm-hmm. I said that to say this, after 30 or 40 years, not even 40, about 20 to 30 years, they need to be reevaluated, everything needs to be reassessed to see, does this person deserves this death penalty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, you know, it all depends on the actual case within itself. It's hard to say when you're at the opposite end of a loved one being lost by somebody
mm-hmm.
that, you know,
yep.
you felt that did it,
right.
did it and didn't care. So, you know, being on the other end of that, you don't want to hear none of that. You want that person to die
right.
instantly. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. God, Allah forgive me for saying this, but I've heard some cases and some instances where these guys were so malicious with the things that they did, and I thought they needed to die the minute they got into jail. You wasting too much time mm-hmm. on our tax dollars by keeping
right.
this dude in jail,
mm-hmm.
getting him
right.
smart enough so that he can be
do
his own lawyer. Getting them smart enough or getting them more physical enough, he could look better than he did when he would have, mm-hmm. the way he would have looked if he was outside in the streets. And he's getting that opportunity to do that off of the money that you work, that I work, that BAM2 works, because the taxpaying dollars keeps the facilities in run. They need to bring back hard labor too for people that deserve it. The dudes are sitting up in jail, and they, besides being behind the wall, if they really did commit this and like three-time felons, four-time felons, and it's the same thing over and over, and it shows that they don't care, then that's the ones you deal with. But the ones that could be innocent, you're going to take away their whole entire life?
That's it.
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. Bam, you got something to say before we get out of here?
Nah, it was a great show, very informational. And I, as Mr. Will said, they need more, you know, like that hard labor and all. They need that. They need to get all in that.
What y'all mean? What y'all mean by that? Do you mean like what you call
yeah,
it? Like when they the halfway house
like
type
the chain
thing?
The chain gang shit. No, like having niggas on a chain gang and all
rocks.
That.
Yeah, when you used to
chain
break rocks and
like life.
Yeah, back
yep,
back again
rocks.
Like that. Yeah, like life.
Yeah, but
like life.
Why would y'all say that? They on chain. Why would you want to see them chained up?
For hardened criminals that did it over and over? Murder?
Yeah,
repeat criminals?
Yeah.
Give that to the ones that deserve it, but the ones that don't deserve it don't need it. You see, what you were talking about is people that don't deserve that time, even if they're young, you're going to give them a life sentence? When Yeah, they babies, and you know, there's other people you need to focus on. There's some real hardened criminals that's
right.
demons that's out there eating people and raping
yeah.
17 women. You know, with that right there,
that's
17
that.
Women, and you're still alive? You don't need to be alive. You raped 17 women? You need to be dead. Sorry. Pull the switch.
That's on that note. We gonna get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. We'll bring it down a little bit. We've got some grief
Sorry
counseling going
that.
On.
Sorry about that.
I wanted to go out on you. We got 2 minutes left. Thank you so much, Mr. Roy. I appreciate you coming and showing love. Thank you, Santa Rosa, always being there. Love, peace, and hair grease. We're going to get on out of here. We got 2 minutes left. We're going to play this for you for the ride out.
Can't bring you on. Guess who's next? Love next. Guess who's next?